You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you doing today on this fine April 14th? It's a Tuesday. It is 4:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when I'm recording this. I am Scott. You can reach me at Twitter at DGN Dividends, D-E-G-N Dividends. So, another update today. It's going to be up and down and up and down. You know, as I project that it's going to be relatively flat for the remainder of the year, it's interesting dichotomy, right? There's so many bipolar articles right now, some that are majorly positive and some that are just outright negative, and we're going towards the next Great Depression. So it's just kind of like, what side of the fence are you on? How optimistic or pessimistic are you as a person right now? And that's pretty much what the market is. The market, in my opinion, is just a little too optimistic right now. So pretty much jumped today on the news that, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we are going to hopefully ease social distancing. Well, not social distancing. We're going to, you know, ease back into the economy in the upcoming months or weeks or whatever, you know, they officially ramp things up. I mean, it's going to be slow and gradual, and that's the kind of thing that's unknown, right? So it's like the market jumps today because any news of like, oh, reopening the economy, any bit of it is going to be like, oh, yeah, great, everything's going back to normal. But in reality, we're far from going back to normal for any foreseeable near future. So I'm going to reference an article that I found on Fidelity, and the title of it is, Two Big U.S. Banks Offer Glum Outlook for Coronavirus Recession. So, you know, there's a lot of bank earnings coming out this week. There's a ton coming out tomorrow. J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, I believe, were today. But anyway, one of the quotes from Wells Fargo's CEO was, in my mind, there's more downside than there is upside at this point. And it's interesting because the banks are getting absolutely hammered today and everything else is pretty much green. And, oh, my mouse is, there we go. But, a lot of people either love or hate the CEO of JP Morgan, that's Jamie Dimon, but his prediction says he believes GDP is going to fall by as much as 35% in the second quarter, and unemployment could reach upwards of 15%. So, look, that's terrible, okay? 15% unemployment is absolutely god-awful. The unemployment claims just go up and up every single Thursday. It's just disturbing. Even if they quote-unquote peak, well, there's still millions that are out of jobs right now, and it's just not good. I mean, even when the economy does open, who knows how long it's going to be before it comes back to a complete normalcy that we saw in, say, the beginning of this year. So interesting stuff is going to be coming out tomorrow because Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Bank of America all report tomorrow, Wednesday, April 15th, and then Morgan Stanley does Thursday. So this is a big week of banks, but pretty much the numbers are terrible, and we've saw that from JP Morgan and Wells Fargo. Where is the one that I want to see? JP Morgan, its quarterly profit, so first quarter of this year versus first quarter of last year, year over year, it dropped 69%. Okay, that's god-awful. And then Wells Fargo had just a penny per share of profit, and it set aside $3 billion for future loan losses. So it's interesting who you get your information from and who you choose to really believe in terms of where the market is going to go in the next couple months. I just saw an article that Harvard researchers are saying we should be globally enforcing some kind of social distancing throughout 2022. So, you know, when it does reopen, how many people are going to be so actively involved in the economy that, you know, things are just going to return to normal? And look, like Italy, which was one of the worst countries in the world in terms of death rates and just the spread of cases, they finally start to ease up and they allowed their citizens to go outside. But even when we do, in a couple weeks or a month or whatever it is, what's everyone going to do? Like, the economy's going to open back up, okay, but like, what does that mean? For who? For what exactly? I mean, the entertainment industry is going to get absolutely crushed still. No one's going to go to a concert full of people. No one's going to go to a casino. No one's going to go to sporting events, if they even have them, if they're even legally allowed to open by their commissioners. it's just all a crapshoot at this point. I know what you're going to say. Market's forward-looking. But how forward-looking can you be? I mean, if the market is completely immune to economic indicators, then what is the point of even getting current earning reports? All we should do is just care about the forecast, right? Who even cares what they do year over year? We should just care about what they estimate for the next years. So it's just a short episode today. It's just such an interesting dichotomy that's going on. I mean, what side do you choose to believe? Do you believe that everything is going to be hunky-dory, or do you believe that, you know what, I think we're kind of being a little bit optimistic? I'm in the camp that I think we're a little too optimistic. I mean, I don't think we're going to be hitting those lows like I said yesterday in yesterday's episode, but I'm just not as optimistic as everyone right now. I mean, I've personally witnessed so many people getting laid off and getting furloughed, and I know we're bad in the state of Pennsylvania in terms of cases, but, you know, who knows? I don't know. I'm just a little more pessimistic, and people are going to be saving their money a lot more than they're going to be spending it or investing it. So we'll see. Everything's just getting propped up. I mean, there's companies that are pretty much doing zero revenue right now, and in the past week or two, they've gained like 30 to 40% in the market. It's just ridiculous. It's absurd. But it is what it is. That's what you can get in a capitalist economy. I mean, maybe the dollar is just worthless now, and that's why prices are going up. But hey, it is what it is. So let me know your thoughts if you're listening on YouTube. And thank you so much if you're listening on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever it is. You may be Podbean. Thank you so much for listening. I know today's a short episode, but I don't really have much to say nowadays. I'm not really buying anything. I bought a share of VNQ, Vanguard's real estate ETF, yesterday, but there's nothing really to say. You can twist any news story that you want. And by the way, what a savage Trump is for putting out that that mainstream media was wrong from the beginning. So he's an interesting dude. All right. Enjoy your Tuesday. See you guys tomorrow.